All right, a quick quiz for you. Are saturated fats good or bad for you? Are whole grains better for you than ancient grains? And if you don't know the answer to those questions, you are not alone. David Sacks is a journalist who's written about food and the business of food for years. He says the end result of all these messages about what foods are good for us isn't clarity. It's more like,
what the hell should I eat?
Really, what the hell should we eat? David Sacks writes about healthy food trends in his new book, The Tastemakers, Why We're Crazy About Cupcakes and Fed Up with Fondue. In the book, Sacks looks at all sorts of food trends, from olive oil to bacon to kale. He says of all the different food trends he's followed, health food trends are the most frustrating.
Just think about your morning breakfast. And how that's changed based on, health trends over the past decades. I mean, today you can't eat orange juice. Orange juice is cancer in a glass. It's pure sugar. But 10 years ago, orange juice, vitamin C, it's everything you need. Orange juice to make your day healthy. Bread, first it had to be whole grain bread or bran bread, then whole grain bread, then ancient grain bread. Now, gluten-free, so you can't have any gluten. I heard Seattle is like the highest gluten-free city in America, or probably the world, I'm guessing. Coffee was a carcinogen. It was bad for you, but now coffee's good for you. But milk's bad for you. But milk's only good for you if you have skim milk. No, skim milk we don't need now. Now we should be drinking homogenized, whole milk. Every health trend is so tied in with our anxieties and our fears. We all want to live forever. We all want to be healthy. And yet in North American culture, we're so conflicted about what to eat and what the right thing to eat is. And unfortunately, what that does with health and diet trends is it creates traps. It creates an opportunity. And so if you can leverage that opportunity by selling, chocolate bars fortified with chia seeds or something like vitamin water with added protein and antioxidants, the 99% of people don't really know exactly what that is and what portion they should be eating. And in truth, the scientists who are coming up with those studies don't necessarily know. The studies are like, there's a tribe in the Amazon that's really healthy. And, one of the things they eat is this berry called the acai. Therefore, if you eat acai berries, you'll be really healthy because they're high in antioxidants. And we think it's that. Well, it's like, well, these people also paddle canoes for a living in the Amazon and, are working with their hands all day. And, it's not because they're eating this one type of Brazilian berry. And if you put that berry in a can of 7-Up, which 7-Up had done, it's not going to make you healthier.
So that's a different kind of trend than bacon or a cupcake or
right.
Or something that's more about cuisine as opposed to
concerns. Because there's a counter message here, whereas, eat antioxidants because they're good for you and they prevent cancer, with that sort of untold part of if you don't eat antioxidants, you're going to get cancer, which, again, is not true in any sense. I mean, the evidence is out on all these things. And if it was a cure for cancer, believe me, we would have patented it and distributed it widely. Health and diet trends can be, I think, quite dangerous and powerful.
I'm speaking with food and business writer, because this book, The Tastemakers, is both, David Sacks. How has the digital age changed the way that these food trends, whether they're health trends or other kinds of trends, emerge?
Well, they grow quicker and emerge louder and have a much bigger impact than they ever did before in a very short period of time. The cupcake trend was the first food trend of the digital age, which is why it's the food on my book, on the cover of my book, and the one that really sort of leads it off, because before it would have taken, 20 years for muffins, let's say, to go from being an interesting food that people were making in a bakery somewhere to something that other people picked up on and so on and so forth. There would have been some magazine articles and some newspaper articles. And over the period of time, muffins would have appeared in your supermarket. With cupcakes, once the internet got rolling and people started talking about cupcakes on blogs and sharing photos and recipes and sharing stories about Magnolia Bakery and these other bakeries, people didn't need to travel there to taste it. People could just look at these photos, read these stories, and open up a cupcake shop in their own town. And that helped globalize it as well. There are cupcake shops that opened up in Paraguay, and there are cupcake shops that opened up in Pakistan and Rwanda. And I spoke, I corresponded with a woman from Paraguay, from Asuncion, and I said, you know, how on earth did this happen? Because I was a reporter in South America for a number of years, and I'd been to Asuncion, Paraguay, and it was one of the poorest sort of backwaters that I'd ever been to. There's slums leaning up against the walls of the presidential palace. And not very much, you know, in terms of cool, trendy foods. And the woman said, well, yeah, well, I saw pictures online. I just researched. I Googled. I did Google image searches. And you can see on her Facebook page the evolution of her cupcakes. At first, they're kind of these like powdered sugar dusted muffins. And then by the end, it's like entire scenes from Angry Birds and Nectar cupcakes. And they're these wonderful creations. And of course, she's sharing that. So that's going out to people across Paraguay. And maybe there's someone even in, you know, a smaller town in Paraguay making these things. The digital age took food trends and democratized them.
What food trends, what foods do you wish had never trended?
I certainly think, you know, a number of the health and diet trends I just find sort of insipid and ridiculous. The antioxidant thing, you know, when you see it in orange juice being sold or in a soda and it's just sort of stapled on there, you know, it's there to just, you know, sell that product for 5% more of a markup. And, you know, there's certain times I think that I've seen, I think lately, I loved it when it first came out, but lately the bone marrow thing is just one of those things where it's like, okay, enough. I was at a restaurant the other day and it was just a heaping pile of bone marrows that they brought with our steak. Nobody touched them. A couple of years ago we did because it was trending and it was new and interesting. But, you know, there does come a certain point where you get tired of any of these things, where that novelty, once the novelty wears off, unless it's delivering taste and something that you want to eat, it will fade. It will jump the shark at that point.
So what's the next trend that we should be looking for?
I think one of the next things you'll see in the following years is the rise of fast food style Indian street food in North America. And Indian food has always been there. It's always been around, but it's always been kind of the curry houses with the picture of the Taj Mahal on the wall and, you know, the really heavy oily curries. And it's never broken out into the mainstream in the way that Japanese food has or Thai food has. But there's a number of restaurateurs around the continent, both in Canada and here, that are trying to do it. And the other day I had a wonderful dinner in Portland at a place called Bollywood Theater, which was doing a cool, funky take on Indian street food. The foods themselves were very traditional, but it was served in a really great setting. And interestingly, the chefs and the owners were not Indian. And when you see that happening, you know that it's going to start trending and breaking out of that community into the wider public.
David Sachs is a food writer. His work appears in the New York Times and the magazine Saveur, among other places. Sachs's latest book is called The Tastemakers, Why We're Crazy About Cupcakes and Fed Up with Fondue.